This is John W. Whitehead, author of A Government of Wolves, the Emerging American Police State, bringing you a message about the state of our nation. If the United States is a police state, then the Department of Homeland Security is its national police force, with all the brutality, ineptitude, and corruption such a role implies. In fact, although the DHS's governmental bureaucracy may at times appear to be inept and bungling, it is ruthlessly efficient when it comes to building what the founders feared most, a standing army on American soil. In the 12 years since it was established to prevent terrorist attacks within the United States, the Department of Homeland Security has grown from a post-9/11 knee-jerk reaction to a leviathan with tentacles in every aspect of American life. The third largest federal agency behind the Departments of Veteran Affairs and Defense, the DHS employs 240,000 full-time workers, operates on a $61 billion budget, and incorporates sub-agencies that include the Coast Guard, Customs and Border Protection, the Secret Service, the TSA, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, better known as FEMA. The menace of a national police force, or a standing army, vested with so much power, cannot be overstated, nor can its danger be ignored. Indeed, just about every nefarious deed, tactic, or thuggish policy advanced by the government today can be traced back to the DHS and its police state mindset. For example, the DHS routinely hands out six-figure grants to enable local municipalities to purchase military-style vehicles, as well as a veritable war chest of weaponry, ranging from tactical vests, bomb-disarming robots, assault weapons, and combat uniforms. The end result? An explosive growth in the use of SWAT teams for otherwise routine police matters, an increased tendency on the part of police to shoot first and ask questions later, and an overall mindset within police forces that they are at war and the citizenry are the enemy combatants. In addition to militarizing the police, the DHS is alarmingly responsible for other downright oppressive programs such as spying on activists, stockpiling ammunition, including 1.6 billion hollow point bullets, which explode on contact, contracting to build detention centers and holding facilities, and of course, conducting widespread surveillance on our email, text messages, and phone calls through data collection agencies. Historically, as I show in my book, A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State, the establishment of a national police force, a standing army, has served as a fundamental and final building block for every totalitarian regime that has ever wreaked havoc on humanity, from Hitler's all-too-real Nazi Germany to George Orwell's fictional Oceania. Whether fictional or historical, however, the calling cards of these national police agencies remain the same: brutality, inhumanity, corruption, intolerance, rigidity, and bureaucracy. In other words, evil. For more information on the Rutherford Institute, visit us at www.rutherford.org.